New England's electric grid has always been considered critical infrastructure, but the coronavirus crisis is changing the way we use electricity and is presenting unique challenges to those who keep the lights on. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has this story.
During natural disasters like snowstorms and hurricanes, workers who keep the electric grid going are concerned mostly with wires staying up and fuel flowing to power plants. This time, it's different.
What makes this crisis so unique is it's not about that supply chain. It's about people. It's about making sure that the workers are healthy, that they're able to get to the facilities, and that they are the ones who are able to then keep the lights on for the rest of us.
Dan Dolan is president of the New England Power Generators Association. It represents the majority of plants that produce the region's electricity, meeting the demand for the usual and now increasingly unusual uses.
We can turn on our lights, the Wi-Fi keeps going, but it's also about making sure the ventilators keep operating.
In recent years, the electric grid has become increasingly complex as the fuel mix has changed. Again, Dan Dolan.
For now, operationally, the system is operating remarkably well. And part of this is also because the offices and businesses have closed, demand has actually gone down.
Since the crisis began, demand for electricity in the region has dropped 3 to 5%. The pandemic is taking a load off the grid and requiring changes in the way it's run.
It's a whole new world for all of us.
Ann George is a vice president at ISO New England. The Holyoke-based company oversees the reliability of the grid. Since mid-March, the ISO has operated a backup control center in Windsor, Connecticut, with advanced pandemic cleaning protocols to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But with 95% of their employees now working from home, they also have to protect against computer viruses.
Our cybersecurity folks have incredible measures to ensure we are protected because the cybersecurity threats don't go away.
The ISO monitors the region's 9,000 miles of high-tension power lines, but it's up to the utilities to maintain them.
We haven't had any high-tension line issues that have caused customer outages since we started this.
Phil LaValle is director of National Grid's Regional Transmission Control Center. We can't tell you where he's located. It's a security secret. But since mid-March, 100 workers have volunteered to stay sequestered at the command post. Working 12-hour shifts, they're medically checked every day.
We brought in a food service vendor that's preparing 3 meals a day, and they're sequestered as well. They're not allowed to leave site, so we brought on about 30 trailers out in the parking lot for sleeping arrangements. Laundry service trailers have been brought in, shower trailers have been brought in. So yeah, it's abnormal for sure at best.
A new team of National Grid workers have volunteered to replace their colleagues at the end of the month, but there's one person who will remain sequestered at the secret site, keeping the transmission system safe, Phil LaValle.
I'm the site facilitator, so I'll be staying here for the duration.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.